taste like ration bar. A Star Wars The Force Awakens fic, written by Imaginary Golux, and read to you by Keeper of Seeds. Summary. Poe realizes Rey and Finn have no idea how to make their own food, and gives them a cooking lesson. It goes pretty well, all things considered. Poe doesn't quite remember how he ended up agreeing to teach his new friends to cook. Okay, that's a lie. He overheard them marveling at the concept of food that wasn't ration bars or dehydrated portions, and his grandfather's voice boomed, "Feed those children," in the back of his mind. And 10 minutes later, he'd arranged for the pilot's kitchen to be cleared for the evening, so he could show them how to feed themselves. Criffing hell! But regardless of how he got here, now that he is standing in a kitchen with the young heroes who the propaganda people are already calling the Hope of the Resistance and the New Light of the Jedi, he's slightly discombobulated. For one thing, he was so busy arranging for the kitchen to be free and all of them to have time available that he sort of forgot to prepare a recipe. Okay, then. He'll wing it. He's good at that. Poe fishes a double handful of vegetables out of the fridge and piles them on the counter. Right, he says cheerfully. Stir fry. Nice and easy, and you can do it with whatever you've got on hand. Spice it to your preference, simple as anything. And if you'll get me... let me see. Flour and baking powder and salt out of that cupboard, and some butter and milk. We'll make Grandpa's emergency biscuits to go with it. Emergency biscuits? Ray asked curiously. What makes them emergency biscuits? You can make them fast if visitors come over unexpectedly, Poe explains. Usually bread takes a long time, because you have to let it rise, and knead it, and let it rise again before you bake it. And I'll teach you that way if you like. But sometimes you need biscuits 15 minutes from now, you know? Ray nods eagerly, then shakes her head just as hard. No, she says. I've never had that problem. Poe blinks at her. Fair enough. Take my word for it? Sure, Ray agrees. Finn looks up from the cupboard he's hunkered in front of and says, a little plaintively, Did you say baking powder or baking soda? And what's the difference? Poe says, Powder, please. And I'm not actually entirely sure what the difference is. We can look it up later if you like. Okay, Finn agrees easily, and re-emerges from the cupboard with the dry ingredients. Poe grabs measuring cups and a bowl. Right, he says. Ray, can you measure me 2 cups of flour? Carefully, he adds, a little too late, as she plunges the measuring cup into the bag of flour, and it poofs everywhere. Ray blinks at him from behind a dusting of flour, and Finn giggles at the sudden whiteness of his arms. Poe rubs a rueful hand through his suddenly salt-and-pepper hair. So, flour does that, he says. Should have warned you. It's not harmful, right? Ray checks. Not in the slightest, Poe assures her. I mean, I suppose if you were buried in it, or... I think I've heard you can explode it if you try hard enough. You can explode anything if you try hard enough, The new light of the Jedi says dismissively. All right. Two cups, you said? I did, Poe says. Finn, I need 4 teaspoons of baking powder and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. The spoonful should be flat, not heaped up. You can use the back of a knife to scrape off the excess. Finn squints down at the measuring spoons. I can do that, he says, nodding firmly. Poe measures out the wet ingredients, because, yeah, they don't need to all be covered in milk, too. At least the flour washes off pretty easily. But he lets Finn do the stirring, and Rey pour the milk into the bowl, and puts a hand to his face to hide his grin at their expressions of deep concentration. Right, he says when the dough has come together. So now we can let that sit while we get the stir-fry started and the oven heats up. We'll put them in about 12 minutes before we want dinner. Finn eyes the dough dubiously. This turns into biscuits? It's gooey, Rey agrees. Are you sure? Buddies, trust me, Poe says, patting each of them on the shoulder. I promise it will turn into biscuits. Heck, we'll even turn on the oven light and you can watch it happen. Which reminds me, turning it on might help. Thankfully, this oven heats pretty quickly, and setting it to the preheat takes a scant few seconds. All right, Rey says, shrugging. So, stir-fry. First, we put all this away and wash our hands, Poe says, and takes the bag of flour, because he does not want a second explosion. A few minutes, significantly less floury, he gestures at the array of vegetables in front of them. Okay, he says. Do either of you know what any of these are? Nope, Finn says, shrugging. No, Rey says. I like the colors, though. Poe grins at them. All right. So, these are bell peppers. Green, red, yellow, orange. The green ones aren't as sweet as the others. The long, skinny guys are carrots. Orange, white, purple. They all taste the same, though. The little trees are broccoli. These skinny things are bean sprouts. And the brown things are mushrooms. All right, Finn says, picking up a carrot curiously. And they're all good to eat? Actually, they're all good to eat raw or cooked, Poe tells him. You can taste them before we throw them in. But this is an onion, and it's less good raw. Also, when you chop it up, you might start crying. Why? Rey asks, examining the onion closely. Does it make you sad? No, it's just... I think it's acidic or something. So, we need to wash all of these. Peel the carrots, and then the onion. Take the seeds out of the peppers, and then cut everything into bite-sized pieces. That I can do, Rey says, and there's a knife in her hand that Poe didn't even see her draw. It's a very dangerous-looking knife, too, sharp and well-used. Poe suspects it had been used for things he frankly doesn't want to know about. Let's use a kitchen knife, he suggests carefully, for, Cleanliness. The knife vanishes again as Ray shrugs. If you like, she says. Sometimes interacting with these two feels a little bit like playing with a very large, very dangerous, half-tame, but very friendly animal. It'll probably do what you tell it to, and it'll probably not injure you, but there's always that chance that it will change its mind. Thankfully, Poe is an adrenaline junkie, and the edge of danger around his two newest friends is not even remotely enough to scare him away. Washing and peeling the vegetables goes pretty well. No one gets maimed with a vegetable peeler, which was something Poe was vaguely worried about. And Ray reduces the vegetables, minus the onion, to bite-sized pieces in a short amount of time. Poe and Finn exchange a brief, impressed glance as the last carrot falls to pieces beneath her knife. Nicely done, Poe tells her. Right. You guys want to try a piece of everything while I cut the onion up? He's pretty quick at this from long years of practice, though he's not nearly as fast as Ray. And oh, he doesn't want to think about why she might be that fast with a knife. And he has the onion diced in a couple of minutes, with a bare minimum of tears. Ray and Finn linger over their tasting, though. And Poe cleans the knife, and then leans back against the counter to watch them, grinning to himself. This is sweet, Ray says, marveling at the strip of orange pepper in her hand. Finn, did you try this one yet? Not yet, Finn admits, hands occupied with a chunk of purple carrot and a slice of mushroom. And Ray holds the pepper out to his lips. Finn bites it out of her fingers delicately and chews thoughtfully. Yeah, that's good, he agrees. Poe resolves to cook them both all the things. And also bring back a whole sack of interesting fruits and vegetables the next time he gets sent on a supply run. Do you want just vegetables, or would you like meat too? He asks once they finish trying everything but the onion. Ooh, what sort of meat? Ray asks, looking kind of worryingly excited. Poe tugs the fridge open and glances over the options. Chicken? Wait, Finn says. That's a bird, isn't it? Poe and Ray glance at each other. Yes, Poe says carefully. Chicken's a kind of bird. There's a long pause, and then Finn says, "So, we'd be eating an animal." Ah. Finn has never eaten any protein that wasn't a ration bar before he came to the Resistance. And the mess hall cooks don't label anything except common allergens, so Finn wouldn't really know what he's been eating. Yeah, buddy, Poe says gently. Meat comes from non-sapient animals. Oh, Finn says, looking more than a little taken aback. Tell you what, Poe offers. We'll cook this separately, and you can try it if you want to, or leave it alone if you don't. Finn nods. That sounds good, he says. Thanks. No problem, Poe says. Ray cuts the chicken up, and Poe is disconcerted all over again by her ease with a knife, and also her complete lack of squeamishness about cutting up raw chicken. And Poe finds a couple of frying pans, and a baking sheet, and a pair of wooden spoons. No one is allowed to burn themselves, he cautions his friends. Use the gloves to touch hot things, and assume the metal is going to be hot. He grimaces. Trust me, burning yourself on a hot baking sheet is no fun at all. Doesn't sound it, Finn agrees. Okay, then. Splash a little oil in the pans, Ray, and then put the chicken in this one, and the veg in that one, and turn the burners up to, three, maybe. Finn, we'll need to grease the baking sheet, and then put spoonfuls of dough on it. Got it, Finn says, and Poe leaves the biscuits to him, and manages to stop Ray from adding the entire pint of oil to the frying pans. There's a slightly hectic few minutes, and then Ray is standing over the stove, frowning with concentration at the two pans, and stirring the vegetables slowly. And Finn is presenting Poe with a beautifully greased baking sheet, covered in carefully measured spoonfuls of dough. Lovely, Poe tells them both. Okay, that goes in the oven. 6 minutes and we'll rotate it, and turn the heat up. You can watch them bake if you like. Poe takes over stirring, because Finn and Ray both plop down on the floor in front of the oven and watch with avid interest as the dough begins to turn into biscuits. Besides the oil, he's not going to add flavor to this stir-fry at all. Next time, he can start experimenting with spices and sauces. But for today, if Ray and Finn are that overwhelmed with the simple flavor of a pepper, well, Poe doesn't want to give them too much to deal with all at once. Finn very conscientiously puts oven gloves on to rotate the hot pan at the 6 minute mark before resuming his seat on the floor. Ray leaning against him as they both marvel at how much the dough has changed already. And Poe turns up the temperature and keeps a careful eye on his deconstructed stir fry, hoping the onions will have enough time to soften. The chicken is starting to smell good, at least. At 12 minutes, Ray lays claim to the oven gloves and pulls a tray of really lovely biscuits out of the oven. And Poe scrambles to get a couple of hot pads for her to put the baking sheet down on, and watches with vast amusement as Ray and Finn sort of hover around the biscuits, eyeing them with fascination. They've changed a lot, Finn says wonderingly. They're not gooey at all anymore, Ray agrees, and then tries to pick one up and drops it. But they're very hot. Yes, well, they did just come out of a very hot oven, Poe points out. Give them a few minutes to cool down. Grab some forks, and the butter, and the butter knife, and some plates, and we'll have a proper dinner in a few minutes. They bustle around, opening cabinets for a little while, and Poe checks to make sure the chicken is done, and grabs a couple of serving bowls. Dinner, he proclaims triumphantly, as he pours the vegetables into a bowl and hands it to Finn, the chicken into another. Dinner that we made, Ray says wonderingly, and snags a piece of chicken out of the serving bowl, chewing happily as she puts the bowl down on the table. Poe sighs and grabs some serving spoons, dishes vegetables onto everyone's plate, and adds a scoop of chicken to his own, then settles back with a buttered biscuit to watch as Ray and Finn demolish everything on the table. There aren't going to be any leftovers, that's for sure. Finn even tries a piece of chicken, and Poe can't help laughing when Finn's careful judgment is, "Tastes like a ration bar, but the texture's nicer." Ray finishes the last bite of stir-fry and splits the last biscuit in two, handing Finn one half and nibbling happily on the other. "So, can we do this again?" "Sure," Poe says. "I like cooking, and I'd be happy to teach you guys some other dishes." "Are there other things that can be baked?" Finn asks, examining the biscuit half-curiously. "I think I like baking." "Sure," Poe says again. "Tell you what, next time we'll bake a dessert. A cake for Ray." Ray's love of cake is deep and sincere. If the mess hall offers it, she'll usually eat two pieces, and then hang about at the end of the meal just to see if there are any leftovers that she can carry away. "You can make cake?" Ray asks, awed. "Not sure I should teach you how," Poe teases gently. "You'd never eat anything else again." "I would," Ray protests. "I'd eat stir-fry. It's good." "It is," Finn agrees. "But I want to try those other dishes, too. I want to learn everything." Poe grins at them both. "Learning everything's gonna take a while, buddy." "You're a good teacher," Finn says calmly. "I like learning from you." Ray nods. "I like learning from you, too," she agrees. "And this is a lot more fun than meditating." Which is how Poe ends up agreeing to spend at least one night every week teaching Ray and Finn to cook. Which in turn leads directly to, if somewhat bafflingly, to the incident referred to in history books as the Great Bell Pepper and Cake Stormtrooper Revolution. Poe refuses to take responsibility for that, though. That one is all on Finn. Poe was totally not involved. Anyone observing that unlikely sequence of events leading up to said revolution would have required at least two pilots, and that the only person who's ever admitted to being one of them is Rey, is ignored. But in the moment, all unknowing of the oncoming momentous events, Poe just smiles at his friends and starts planning the next meal they can make together. Gazpacho, maybe. Lentil soup. Frittata. Chili. Cake. Definitely cake. The end. Thanks for listening.